This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
The key to having a great day starts with having a great night's sleep, and I know because I have a Casper mattress. The Casper mattress was invented with two high-tech foams that give you all of the support that you need and guarantee that you get the best night's sleep ever. Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Casper ships for free in a box so small you won't believe it holds the actual mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. And you try it for 100 nights risk-free. They'll come and pick it up if you don't love it as much as I love mine, and they'll refund every single dime. Once you try it, you're never going to want to sleep on anything else. Having a great day by having a great night's sleep. Casper.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn, $50 off the purchase of your mattress at Casper.com/Glenn. The promo code is Glenn. Don't forget, $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com/Glenn. Terms and conditions do apply.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
So, what did President-elect Trump tweet that is so wrong? What did he tweet about John Lewis that is so troubling? Were you troubled by it? Why? What was so troubling? What was actually so troubling? I hear a lot of people out there saying it's troubling. They bring up some extra additional information that doesn't necessarily have a bearing in any of this. What is so troubling? I would really like to know. If you're bothered by Donald Trump's tweet, doesn't matter whether you're Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, progressive, it doesn't matter. I would like to hear why you're actually bothered by it. I don't get it. I think I know what's going on. But I'm going to reserve judgment until we discuss this a little bit. Hi there, it's Doc Thompson. I'm pinch hitting for Glenn Beck today. Appreciate you joining me. The number is 888-727-BECK, 888-727-BECK. I'm going to lay out the story in case you haven't heard it. I'm going to give you the details. We're going to hear from the players that have been involved and some other people as well. But I want to know what is so troubling. Full disclosure, I didn't support Donald Trump. Based on track record, how I vote, I couldn't support him. I didn't think he was awful. I didn't think every idea he had was horrible. I just didn't know if I could trust him. I certainly didn't support Hillary Clinton. Hell no. And I've said throughout the election, and even after he got elected, I expect pretty good things out of him. I have high hopes. I call each issue and each situation as I see him. I'm consistent with my values that way. So when I say, I don't know what President-elect Trump did that is so troubling, it's not because I'm in the tank for Trump. Absolutely not. So maybe if you're bothered by what he tweeted, you could explain it. 888-727-BECK. Let me lay out what happened for you. Representative John Lewis from Georgia's 5th Congressional District, which encompasses, I think, all of Atlanta, was on MSNBC with Chuck Todd, and they were talking about the president-elect. Here is what happened during that conversation.
Here's the thing. John Lewis put Democrats in kind of an awkward position on Friday. A lot of Democrats were like, oh, no, now I'm going to
No. This is Jake Tapper. Do you have the John Lewis on with Chuck Todd? This is what started the whole thing. So Chuck Todd asks John Lewis about his relationship with Donald Trump and whether or not he can support him. Is he going to work with him in such things? And John Lewis, not too happy. We have the audio? No, I don't think we have the audio. Okay, let me lay it out for you. He called Donald Trump an illegitimate president. He said it's going to be difficult to work with him. I believe he's an illegitimate president. Chuck Todd said, wait a minute, you believe he's an illegitimate president? Yes. And he said, why is that? And he said, because the Russians influenced the election. Now, folks, influence the election is still a very broad term, influenced. You can influence in a lot of ways. You can also influence to different degrees. Do I believe the Russians influenced some people? Sure, absolutely. On a grand scale, that affected the outcome? Absolutely not. I just don't. I believe Hillary's emails, some of those, and John Podesta's emails may have influenced a little bit, but that's not the big point of the election. The big point of the election is people voted selfishly. I don't mean that as a bad thing. I don't mean you're selfish. I don't mean it like that. I mean, we looked at ourselves and said, as we're supposed to, by the way, what's right for me? And a lot of Americans looked around and said, number one, I am pissed off. I am pissed off that every day the basic values and things I want in America are told to me by a president, an arrogant president, that I'm wrong and racist for just wanting to raise my children or go down and get a sandwich or buy a 20-ounce soda or whatever it is. On every front, they attacked us. And number two, they looked around at their lives and said, I have not had a good year financially in decades. 20 years, I haven't had a positive year. Even if things have been, okay, I made some money and whatever, it's not been right. And they said, I don't care what comes next, I'm burning the system down. We all know that. If you haven't figured it out yet, you nutcases on the left, you need to. It wasn't about white supremacy or any of this. There were a lot of African Americans, a lot of minorities that voted for Donald Trump. Huge numbers. Why? Because they're tired of being attacked on the things that they value. And number two, they want better financial situation for their family that they haven't had in a long time. That's it. So John Lewis calls Donald Trump an illegitimate president because of Russia's involvement. Donald Trump then tweets out a couple of things. He tweets, Congressman John Lewis should spend more time on fixing and helping his district, which is in horrible shape and falling apart. Then he later tweets, Congressman John Lewis should finally focus on the burning and crime-infested inner cities of the U.S. I can use all the help I can get. Okay, that's it. John Lewis called him an illegitimate president. Donald Trump said, hey, maybe you should spend more time fixing and helping your district or helping me, you know, focus on burning and fix the burning and crime-infested inner cities across the U.S. So back to my original question. What did Trump tweet that is so wrong? Are you troubled that it's not accurate? The 5th Congressional District of Georgia isn't in that bad of shape? Well, by some standards, it's actually pretty good. Atlanta has boomed over the years. I'm not sure how much of it John Lewis influenced. I mean, it's a warmer city with a major airport hub. Fortune 500 companies started settling there. Coke is there. It kind of snowballed. So it's not horrible. It still has some problems, of course. It's not the worst inner city district in America. Is that what bothers you? It's inaccurate? Because I seem to, there's a lot of people that seem troubled that Donald Trump would dare to tweet a criticism at John Lewis. That's what this seems like to me. Based on all the headlines and the talking heads and the tweets and the Facebook posts, the people who are offended, both Democrats, Republicans, anybody who's bothered by this seems to be bothered by the fact that John Lewis fought for civil rights. That's the long and short of it. The only other thing that you could possibly be troubled by is that, what, a president or a president-elect would respond to a congressman? Well, that's happened forever. Sure, it's a newer medium, Twitter. But John Lewis was on television. That was a new medium 50 years ago, or a newer one 100 years ago. It didn't exist. So he criticized the president-elect. President-elects have criticized congressmen and senators. Presidents have, by name in general. So he shouldn't have engaged with John Lewis? Okay, that doesn't make sense. Otherwise, you'd also have to criticize John Lewis for engaging and attacking President Trump. To say he's illegitimate It's asinine. If you want to question a president-elect and say your policies, the thing you're working on, that person you appointed, okay, that's real. To say illegitimate, that's bogus. So, doesn't really make sense to say the president-elect should not have tweeted at him, all right? What about the content? Only thing you could say about the content is maybe it was inaccurate. Maybe. For the 5th Congressional District of Georgia. Possibly. That seems like a bit of a stretch. How about fixing and helping the burning and crime-infested inner cities of the U.S.? Are there some crime-infested cities in the U.S.? Absolutely. President Obama's crime-infested Chicago. Yeah. They set a record for murders last year. Huge number. There are some crime-infested inner cities. Some of them burning. Some have already burned. So that's not real. So, again, what is troubling about what he said? The only thing people keep going to is that John Lewis fought for civil rights. That seems to be the extent of it. If that's the case, we're not allowed to criticize the actions of somebody who fought for civil rights? Is that what you're telling me? We're not allowed to criticize somebody who did something good once in their life? Is that the standard? If that's the case, that means I could save burning children from a building today. And 30 years from now, I could shoot your mom in the head and you'd have to say, don't criticize Doc for shooting my mom in the head. Don't do that. You know he saved those burning children 30 years ago. If somebody does something good, for the rest of their lives, do they get a pass to do bad things, wrong things, inappropriate things, mean things? If you do something, what do I have to do? What level of good do I have to reach so that for the rest of my life, I can do whatever I want? John Lewis fought for civil rights. I respect that. I would have been marching with him back in the day because I feel that passionately about people being truly equal. Not for government intervention, not for progressive causes. But to say a black person can't go in and shop where a white person does or drink from a fountain or any of this nonsense or vote, absolutely I'd be out there. I would have been standing next to him. Now, he took true physical pain. In 1965, he literally had his head cracked. His skull was cracked. He still has the scars. I respect that. He's done more. He suffered more for something he believed in 1965 than I have it. So I respect that. But does that give him a pass to do whatever the hell he wants? Does it make him above criticism that you can never say anything? Because that's what I'm seeing right now, and you're wrong. More on that. We'll get some of your headlines about what different various news organizations are saying about this spat between John Lewis and the president-elect, and also some of your calls, 888-727-BECK. My question: what did President-elect Trump do or say that was so wrong? I'm serious. If you really believe something is wrong, if I have missed something, 888-727-BECK. Your call's next on the Glenn Beck Program.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.
The key to having a great day starts with having a great night's sleep, and I know because I have a Casper mattress. The Casper mattress was invented with two high-tech foams that give you all of the support that you need and guarantee that you get the best night's sleep ever. Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Casper ships for free in a box so small you won't believe it holds the actual mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. And you try it for 100 nights risk-free. They'll come and pick it up if you don't love it as much as I love mine. And they'll refund every single dime. Once you try it, you're never going to want to sleep on anything else. Having a great day by having a great night's sleep. Casper.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn. $50 off the purchase of your mattress at Casper.com/Glenn. The promo code is Glenn. Don't forget, $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com/Glenn. Terms and conditions do apply.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
You know, I believe
in the newsletter and get all the info you need to know at glennbeck.com.
You know, I believe in forgiveness. I believe in trying to work with people. It's going to be hard. It's going to be very difficult. I don't see this president-elect as a legitimate president.
You do not consider him a legitimate president. Why is that?
I think the Russians participated in helping this man get elected, and they helped destroy the candidacy of Hillary Clinton. I don't plan to attend inauguration. It would be the first one that I miss since I've been in the Congress. You cannot be at home with something that you feel that is wrong.
That's going to send a big message to a lot of people in this country that you don't believe he's a legitimate president.
I think there was a conspiracy on the part of the Russians and others to help him get elected. That's not right. That's not fair. That's not.
So that's Congressman John Lewis from Georgia saying to Chuck Todd that Trump is an illegitimate president. Now, he believes that conspiracy that Russia deep-sixed Hillary Clinton had nothing to do with Hillary being a failed candidate, a horrible person, and a track record that is atrocious. Nothing to do with that. It's got to be the Russians. I'm sure John Lewis is sitting at home talking about the Bavarian Illuminati conspiring with Bigfoot to assassinate JFK. Does he believe other conspiracies? Because he certainly doesn't believe facts that came out during the Obama administration about all kinds of actual problems, like Benghazi and IRS targeting. None of that crap mattered to him. But this bothers him. All right, moving on. I'm going to get some calls, 888-727-BECK. I want to know what Trump said that was so bad. Please educate me. We're going to go to New York. Call 71, line 71, Ed. Welcome to the Glenn Beck program. Hey, Ed.
I don't so much have an issue with what was said as opposed to President-elect Trump's insatiable need to constantly get on Twitter and respond to these things. He has done is perpetuated the argument. He gave this more into the news cycle than if he had just ignored it. Like I tell my 9-year-old, if somebody says something that you don't like, ignore it. Why can't he just ignore it and move on and focus on the issues that we really have to deal with?
Okay, now Ed, that's a really good point. Don't let me lead you to misunderstand that I think Trump is nice, or this was the best course of action. I don't think it was nice. I don't think it was necessarily needed. I just want to know what was wrong. So to your point, why does he have to tweet everything? That's a good point. I'll give you that. But do you think he did anything inappropriate in regards to what he said to John Lewis?
Well, as you pointed out, he's blurting things out without a complete factual basis, especially regarding Atlanta. I mean, had it been a congressman from Detroit or Chicago,
right.
Absolutely, free reign.
More significant, right.
But, yeah, my point being, it's just he's perpetuated this argument. It didn't need to happen. He's given it another week in the news cycle, which would have just been ignored. There's 11 or 12 congressmen who have decided not to go, including a couple from the People's Republic here of New York.
Yeah, there's 22 at this point, I think, yeah.
Okay, well, fine. You know, better seating for the people that want to be there.
So real quick, do you also say the same thing about John Lewis, that he was inappropriate in what he said about Trump being illegitimate?
Absolutely. It's the typical liberal standpoint of, forget the facts. Let's just make how everybody feels.
And I appreciate your consistency on that. I really appreciate your consistency, and that's what I'm looking for. Okay, thanks so much. Let's go to North Carolina and get Tiffany in real quick. Tiffany, welcome to the Glenn Beck program. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. What did Trump do that was so wrong?
It's his tweets. We spend, forever teaching our kids that, don't get on social media, don't have fights on social media. It's like a little kid war. He sat up there for the whole time of Hillary's, you know, and I understood and I believe them, you know, oh, she might get too emotional. He's emotional. Mm-hmm. He's like a little girl sitting up there, tweet, tweet, tweet. Everything is a tweet. This is our country. This is not like his little business, his businesses where he can bully people into doing. He's tweeting, you know, his dislike intelligence.
It was really about that he tweets, not what he tweets. So you're pretty similar in what Ed said as well. I appreciate the call, Tiffany. Thanks so much. 888-727 back a few more, and then I'll explain what people are actually claiming Donald Trump did wrong.
The Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.
The key to having a great day starts with having a great night's sleep, and I know because I have a Casper mattress. The Casper mattress was invented with two high-tech foams that give you all of the support that you need and guarantee that you get the best night's sleep ever. Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Casper ships for free in a box so small you won't believe it holds the actual mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. And you try it for 100 nights risk-free. They'll come and pick it up if you don't love it as much as I love mine. And they'll refund every single dime. Once you try it, you're never going to want to sleep on anything else. Having a great day by having a great night's sleep. Casper.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn. $50 off the purchase of your mattress at Casper.com/Glenn. The promo code is Glenn. Don't forget, $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com/Glenn. Terms and conditions do apply.